are listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Good evening and welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's the 28th of March, 2021. Now, I said it a few weeks ago and I'll say it again. Time is flying by. I just cannot believe how fast time is going. Again, it's like I've only just done an interview. The interview I did last week, it feels like I've just done the interview 2 days ago. That's how quick time is going for me. Anyway, it's just incredible. But there you go. Okay, my guest on the show tonight is Kim. Kim has been on the show before. You know Kim, being that she's involved with the foundation and she's the guardian of the global assets. And we're going to be getting into everything that's going on and what's happening in her world and everything she sees, what's going on globally with COVID and everything else. Before we get into anything, though, let's find out what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Okay, you know the communication channels. You can contact us at contactus@circleofwhitelight.com. That's the email. I'm on Patreon, patreon.com/COWL, or apparently Patreon is on the hunt now for any sites on Patreon that are kind of anti-COVID. So we'll have to keep an eye on what's going on with Patreon, because apparently they're going to go after them sites and possibly close them down. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you posted on that if anything happens, the Circle of White Light Patreon page. And obviously on PayPal, if you go off to circleofwhitelight.com and you click on the PayPal button, then you'll be able to make a donation there. And folks, I always say it, and I know you're probably fed up with me saying it, but a big thank you for people who donate. You'd be amazed at the amount of people you can help with the donations and the paid forward appeal and the team. And the project we're doing for, this is the end of March, so we did March already. The March donation went to a group called Let's Get Talking. It's a counselling group for teenagers, and that's where the fund for March went to. Now, the donation for April and May, believe it or not, we're going to be giving to a school. Now, the school, what the government are doing at the moment is obviously all budgets are tight, but when schools are given money, a lot of the time I was told that the money goes on the sports and very little goes on the arts. And the arts are very right brain, music and stuff like that, very important. And so what the PIF team decided to do for the month of April and May, what we're going to do is we're going to allocate, it's the biggest donation that we're doing for this, is we're going to allocate musical instruments to the school. Because I spoke to the music teacher of the school, it's a school in Oldcastle, and she said that things are so bad that there are times that she's had to dip in her own pocket and help out and things like that. You know, I mean, it shouldn't be like that at all. And the kids have to bring in their own instruments if they have them, because the school can't afford instruments. So, you know what I said to the PIF team? Put it to the PIF team. We all agreed it's a good idea. Let's see how we get on. So this is the biggest donation we've ever done in Circle of White Light and the PIF appeal. Yeah, so that's going to be sorted. We'll keep you posted. You'll see the photos going up. The music teacher is over the moon. I did speak to her and told her what we're going to do. And even the principal of the school is over the moon and they're delighted. So we will keep you posted on that anyway. Okay, just a couple of things before we get Kim on a website called extra.ie. It says here, priest refusing to pay €500 fine. I'll go to jail for the right to say mass. A priest who was fined €500 for saying mass has vowed to continue to defy the authorities and would rather go to prison than pay the fine. Cavan-based Father PJ Hughes said Mass in front of more than 40 people on Sunday in defiance of Level 5 COVID-19 restrictions. As it seems, several members of his flock have given his actions their blessing too. Supporters inundated him with support and congratulations on Facebook after Gardaí handed Father Hughes an on-the-spot fine of 500 euros for saying Mass 2 weeks ago. The delivery to the priest came as it emerged that daily COVID cases had surged significantly on Sunday evening. There was 769 cases reported last night, along with two deaths of people infected with the virus. This represents the highest daily increase in cases reported since February 26th. Isn't it funny how, when we get near the time of changing the lockdown, that the cases go up? People just should, they need to stop getting tested. Seriously, they need to get, I don't know how they can keep getting that cotton wool swab pushed up their nose and being tested all the time. I just don't get it. HSC Chief Paul Reid also said yesterday that he is concerned about the increase in COVID-19 hospitalizations over the weekend, but Father Hughes believes more trust needs to be put in God to deal with the pandemic. Well, we all know what's going on. You know, we all know why they're doing it and all that stuff, so I don't need to go into that. Okay, the IrishTimes.com, they reported that a doctor suspended by medical council says postmortems should be carried out on COVID-related deaths. The Irish Times reports today that Dr. Gerard Waters of County Kildare, GP, who refused to administer COVID-19 vaccines to his patients, has been suspended by the medical council. I talked about this a few weeks ago with Dr. Waters. Dr. Waters, a GP at the Whitethorn Clinic in Selbridge, last month told RTE's or Radio 1 Liveline programme that he was a conscientious objector to the COVID-19 vaccine and would not be recommending it to his patients. He later told the Irish Times he would not administer the vaccine on the basis that he believed it was untrustworthy and unnecessary. Totally agree. The problem primarily is that I don't think the pathogenicity of COVID is sufficiently severe to A, cause lockdowns, or B, use a messenger RNA vaccine, he said, as he expressed concern over the safety of the shots. Following his comments, the Medical Council used its powers under the Medical Practitioners Act 2007 to make an ex parte application to the High Court for his suspension. Now, there's another doctor down in Limerick as well, I read it last week, who's also saying the same thing as Dr. Waters. And more doctors, I think, hopefully are beginning to wake up and go, hang on a minute, this has gone a bit too far. So fingers crossed this carries on, this momentum. I feel we need to reach critical mass anyway. If we can reach critical mass, then change is going to be inevitable, but we have to get to that stage. And just very quickly for things to happen during the week, not much happened apart from time speeding up. It's amazing. Thanks to everyone who sends me guest suggestions. I've popped them into the potential guest list folder and I'll be looking at them over the next few weeks. So thanks, folks, for sending in emails on information and also potential guests. I do get them and I do look at them, but I will get to them and we'll see if we can get them on if they want to be interviewed. Okay, without further ado, I want to get Kim in because I'm sure we're going to have a lot to talk about. Kim is the guardian of the global assets with the highest security clearance in the world at level 74. She's been at the coalface helping to make global changes to help humanity move forward to a better world. Kim is also involved in the global restoration project along with working with the Life Force team. Good evening, Kim. How are you?
Good evening, Alan. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Thanks for coming on. As I said there before we went live, you've been on the show a few times, but this is the first time we've actually had a kind of one-to-one interview on the show, which is great because, you know, we can actually cover quite a lot in the show, hopefully, and you can tell us what's been going on because although I've been watching a few things, I haven't been watching everything, and I know you have the finger on the pulse of what's going on. So, I don't know, what's happening in your world? What's on your agenda at the moment? I mean, that's a very open-ended question.
That could be a big question. I mean, I'd be like the auctioneer at Christie's, right?
Yeah.
Just keep going and going and going. You know, I was listening to what you were saying about COVID and all these lockdowns and everything. Mm. And we can talk a little bit about that if you want to first.
Yeah, I mean, whatever is on your agenda or whatever you want to cover, let's do that. Let's go through them.
Okay. Well, COVID was originally invented by Langley in 1964. So they're calling it COVID-19, but there are over 4,000 variations of the coronavirus itself. And they are can cause symptoms such as the common cold, right? Or more severe flu-like symptoms. Most of the people that have truly passed away from COVID would have passed away from the flu as well. Improper treatment is another reason. But let's look at the numbers here. Out of the entire population of Ireland, as an example, 0.067% of the people passed away of purportedly COVID. And I would say most of those people actually died of something else or had underlying health conditions that caused their death. Now, that being said, everybody's still panicking in the mainstream media about new COVID cases. They keep going up, right?
Yeah.
Well, coincidentally, COVID cases go up right about the same time that the deep state has a massive failure. So as an example here in America, everything was opening back up. The states were just saying, forget it. Let's get rid of the mask mandates, the whole thing. And then all of a sudden, they didn't get what they wanted on their spring equinox. And here we go again. Right now, yeah. All the cases went up all of a sudden. You know, your cases are going up there. UK cases are going up. The travel restrictions get more and more strict. But I really don't know what it is they think they're going to get out of all of this, other than vaccines equal money. Well, if they could make. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I have a theory, just because I know that we can talk about multiple subjects in one sentence. But what I just want to touch base on this. This is what's been put around, and you probably know this already. This is an experimental gene therapy, right? It's not a vaccine, so we know that. And they're supposed to be rolling it out till 2023, which is the experiment. That means they need us to be in lockdown for that time period so they can give out this and so they can test it and trial it and do all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of one theory.
Mm. $6.4 trillion is my theory.
Mm.
Behind the scenes, that's what the Great Reset was predicated on over there in Davos, that they could make vaccines mandatory worldwide. And the more they keep us locked down and the more they restrict us from traveling and normal everyday life activities, the more people that will just say, fine, we'll just go ahead and get the vaccine. But it's really not even working that way.
No, no. I mean, if you look at the list of reasons why people are getting the vaccine, somebody posted up a list on social media, and not one of the things on the list was for my health. It was all got to do with, well, I want to go to bingo, I want to travel, I want to go shopping, it was all got to do with, oh, just give me the vaccine, I have to get out. It was nothing got to do with, oh, I'm getting it because of my health.
No. I don't think people really care at this point. You know, very few people have actually known someone that has had COVID and had experienced symptoms that were more severe than maybe the common cold or like bronchitis or something else. Most people, you know, catch here and there during the winter, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, very few people believe that it is deadly. Even the average everyday person doesn't believe it anymore. Mm. But I will say that everybody's really getting sick and tired of mask wearing. Mask wearing itself is causing more illness than cases of COVID, hands down. Causing sinus infections. It's causing pleurisy. You're not meant to inhale your own bacteria. I've seen people get strep throat, tooth infections, all kinds of things that are happening from wearing masks repeatedly, right? Prolonged periods of time. Kidney, it can cause acidosis, mm-hmm. ketoacidosis in normal, otherwise healthy people. So kidney issues, severe dehydration, all kinds of problems. I see more problems coming from mask wearing than I do from COVID.
Yeah, my concern is this. It's kind of multi-level. You have the people, first of all, taking the vaccine. And then the people who probably won't take the vaccine, but they're wearing the mask because, you know, it's virtual signaling or what have you. All that is going to, that's going to affect them. The masks are definitely going to affect them. The whole idea of the lack of oxygen going to the brain and the carbon dioxide, breathing that back in, and the germs. So that's going to, over time, cause a problem with them people as well. So that's the secondary level from the first one with vaccines. And God knows what else after that. I mean, the amount of people who are now committing suicide or mental health or dying of cancer and all that, the side effect, if you want to call it that, well, it's an effect, but we'll call it a side effect for now because the whole idea of that this is all about COVID is actually damaging more people than the so-called virus itself.
I agree with you. You know, no one, everyone talks about the COVID. Is it real? Is it not real? Oh, you know, the mainstream media is pushing how severe it is, you know, but no one looks at the real issues behind what this lockdown has caused, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's just, again, I'm shocked at the fact that people will only listen to one narrative. I mean, this is how the programming is working with people. They're just listening to the mainstream media. They're just listening to the politicians. And they're not saying, okay, what's the alternative view? What's the other side to this? Because, and I keep saying to people, look, you know, to form an opinion, you need to look at all sides. And then you have it be, you're able to form a better opinion when you look at all sides. If you're only listening to one person or one narrative, how the hell can you make an informed opinion if you're only getting one side of the issue?
Well, and you need to educate yourself. You know, this is your body. This is the body of your children and your family. You know, you have to educate yourself. People often just watch, they only read the headlines, right? Mm-hmm. They watch the news. They see a one-liner, you know, this is the amount of COVID cases. This is what happened to Mary, you know, when she contracted it. Nobody's reading into what's really going on here. Mm. You know, what's worse from my side of it, Alan, is that they told me they were going to do this. In September of 2018, they told me to my face that if they were not in control or back in control by 2019, September of 2019, they were going to release a virus. And apparently they did. And it seems to be predominantly a media virus, in my opinion, or a failed attempt to release something, you know, deadly.
Yeah.
But I really don't think it's about the virus. I think the virus is just the rumor. You know, the Sasquatch is coming, right? whatever it is. But the, if you look at the timeline of events over the last year, you know, year and a half, and you look at the Bolshevik Revolution timeline, they're almost identical. Everything they're doing to us, they did 100 years ago. And that I do know for a fact that the revolution plan given to Lenin from the Black Sun, they designed it. It was ordered by Rothschild at the time. And the entire plan was a 100-year plan. So what they started way back then in 2017 through 2023 is exactly what's going on globally right now.
Well,
so to, again, to the letter.
And we're not, you know, again, if you don't learn from history, you're destined to repeat it. And this is what we're doing. We're not learning from history. And so they're rolling out their plan again because people, they're thinking, well, people don't learn from history. So we'll just, you know, put out something that we know worked in the past. So we'll do it again.
Well, they keep doing the same thing over and over again because they feel like their timeline that they're following is failing. And they don't understand why. So they'll go back to the same, like, for example, it's 2014 right now. The Ebola thing is happening again. You know, they're trying to launch that. The rebels in Mozambique, everything that happened back in 2013, 2014 is happening again. You know, with the exception of maybe an odd ship and stuck in the wrong location, you know, but
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to mention that on the show, and the Suez Canal with all the container ship being stuck. Conveniently, the hold up, maybe the food chain and the various deliveries that are going to be delayed now because of it.
Well, let's look at the reality of what the Suez Canal is and its sister canal, the Panama Canal. Both were funded by the trust, but at the time under the trusteeship of Rothschild and Rockefeller. They were two of the trustees at the time, many, many years ago. And so they funded the canals. And as the cargo passes through the canals, then it becomes the custodialship of the owner of the canal. So they used to trade all the commodities that went through there. The second advantage to having a Suez Canal and Panama Canal is you are in control of east to west, complete and total control of all shipping, right? Rockefeller is the shipping magnate, as well as, you know, many other things. And it's all a pinch point. So about 80 to 85% of all shipped goods run through one of these two canals. So by halting anything from running through the canal, making it look like an accident, which was ridiculous at best, they will have an intention of raising the price of commodities as an example, right? Raising the price of shipping as another example. Raising the price of shipping raises the price of food and clothing and everything else that comes from, say, China to Europe or even over to the United States. So, they're going to try to make it their intention here, and it really won't work, but their intention here is actually to try to increase the price of average everyday necessary items in order to increase the cost so that none of us can have any, while decreasing our income at the same time with the lockdowns, because everything else they're doing is not working. And it's just a way to kill us all off, right? They're running a program I call the fake Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, right?
Yeah.
So we got the pestilence thing, and now we're having the a famine thing again, because the first famine thing didn't work. The death thing didn't work. They've tried to start World War, whatever number we're on now, several times. And so here we go again. They're already reporting on, let's say, corrupt news channels that there's going to be another toilet paper shortage.
Okay.
Due to the ship. And, come on. Really?
It gets mad. I mean, where are we in the scheme of things with the elites? I know that you mentioned just the collapsing of the timelines and that what they're doing just won't work because it's the wrong energy, wrong intent, and it's the wrong time. It's not their time, it's their time. And they are trying and trying and trying, and they seem to be failing. And the more they try, the more they expose themselves, the more people are seeing it. Would that be fair comment?
I would say their narrative right now is so poor. Because you have to remember, all that's left now are the minions. I call them the minions, or the underlings. The brains of the operations, the ones that used to truly run the operations, are no longer with us. So what we're left with is the people that think that they're next in line to be in control, but they are failing miserably. So the leaks in the mainstream media about Biden wearing a mask and Fauci wearing a mask and all of the, I mean, literally, I'm talking about Hollywood mask, not, the triple layer mask thing that, face mask that they have going on. It is true. All of this is being run by Castle Rock Military Entertainment Complex in Colorado, Cheyenne, Colorado.
Okay.
So it's Colorado. Yeah. Castle Rock. Cheyenne's an underground facility that runs from Cheyenne Mountain all the way to Castle Rock, Colorado.
Okay, so for people who don't know this, basically the whole idea, the White House is in darkness. Castle Rock are doing they have a room set up to look like the Oval Office, and Biden's in there, and they're all acting and all pretending that that is the White House when it's not. It's all kind of a big production. And I know Biden, he didn't give a press conference for a period of time, or hasn't done one for a long time, or something like that. I haven't, as I said to you before I went live, I was watching all of the Trump stuff, but when Biden came in, I just said, look, it's all just a game. They're all actors. It's all just a game. He's not the real president, you know, and everything else, you know. And the more desperate they seem to get, the more mistakes they're making. It's just becoming more obvious. The people, even people who are in the Matrix, are turning around and going, hang on a minute, that doesn't look right.
Yeah, well, the Space Force did try. Now, this is the formerly Secret Space Force, now the Space Force, did try to run completely out of Cheyenne Mountain for a time. Now, then they moved over into the White House as their computer systems and satellites and all this started failing rapidly. And so they moved over to the bunker underneath the White House. And that's where they stayed for a long time. Now, the reason why Biden was barking out all these executive orders in the very beginning was because the military was Biden. The Space Force was Biden. They said he was going to sign things. He wasn't going to sign things anymore. Even their Autobot signing program is not working. I mean, I've always said politics is the Hollywood for ugly people, but I really mean it this time. I mean, this is a Hollywood production, everything they've got going on. Then the Congress has been on at recess more than they've actually been in session for the last, what are we at now? How many days of torture? We're probably at somewhere around almost 70 days of torture of this administration. Mm. This is the Black Sun. This is who's running this show. They're playing their different agencies and whatnot against each other. Everybody has stopped listening to Space Force as far as the agency military complex. And this is a global complex, by the way. It happens to be currently in America and has since Project Paperclip. But this particular group is running Russia. They're running UK. They're running Australia. They're running a part of the deep state of China. They're running India, they're running everything, and they're all on the board, so to speak, of generals. The level five generals, which are your Black Sun generals or Jesuit generals, your five-star trust people, you've heard about those people. That's who they are. Nobody's listening to them anymore for repeated failures. And then they're down to, I think, the level four admirals and generals globally. And that's who thinks they're going to be running this show.
And do you think that, I mean, even with the likes of the European governments, I mean, we have, they're rolling out the green digital passport over here, apparently. They put it through. We've had a few politicians, European politicians here, Irish politicians, they voted on it. And again, they let down the people of Ireland. They're not representing the people of Ireland. People know that they have their own agenda and they're told what to do. And they're voting for the green digital passport, which has all got to do with vaccines and traveling and everything else. But I mean, do you think that this is all going to carry on, or is this just desperation for them, that they hope that this carries on? As I mean, we're a year down the line, and I've been hearing like people saying, "Oh, I did believe everything last year, but now I don't believe anything." And more people are beginning to get like that. So if that carries on the way it goes, then I can just say, as you say, it's a media virus. And you have this Klaus Schwab in Europe talking about the Great Reset and what they want to do with that. I mean, what's your take on that also?
Well, as a fact, during the Davos meeting, when they started talking about the Great Reset, their version of the Great Reset is we would all be living in a communistic-like government under full government control, collecting our government payments, which is our only source of income. And if we fail to be a good little citizen of the system, they'll cut you off completely. You won't be able to eat and you won't be able to feed your family. So that is forcing you to comply under their program. The other half of it is how do we fund this extravaganza? Well, we're going to fund it through vaccines. So the Gates was flying around, I think it was last summer, going to all the heads of state, offering bribes in their cut in the $6.4 trillion vaccine payday. So he had a World Health Organization jet. He had full cooperation. He flew over to New Zealand, and then the next day the Prime Minister of New Zealand got on the radio and was saying, oh, we're going to have lockdowns and everybody needs to get a vaccine. They're failing miserably on their mandatory vaccine program. Nobody is buying. Hence the reason why they're coming out with passports in the state of New York here in the U.S. They also have a different version of a passport. If you want to attend a concert, a business, a pub, whatever it is, you have to have a vaccine passport to get in or a recent negative test. Either way, they're infecting you with one thing or another, right?
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I did see that Boris Johnson was also trying to implement the mandatory vaccine passport to enter a pub. I can just see that going over well.
Over in Ireland. I mean, the Irish people like to drink. But I think what you're going to see over here in Ireland, and if the pub owners don't stand up and say, no way am I going to be looking for a vaccine passport, you're going to see what we have over here called shebeens, which is like a prohibition back in the 1920s in America, where they had their speakeasies. And like a speakeasy over here in Ireland would be called a shebeen. And there's already a good few of them around the country already, and people are meeting and drinking, and they're not wearing masks, and they're just enjoying themselves, which is great to see. Now, the police are going in and raiding one or two, obviously, because they're told to do it by the powers that be, which is ridiculous when you think about it. Even the speakeasy at the time was ridiculous what they did. But again, that's a repeat of, going back to the 1920s. So I can see a lot of people setting up their own bars in their back garden, and friends and family will be coming around having a drink, and the pubs will lose, hand over fist. So for the people who are pub owners and the Vintners Association, they should turn around and go, we are not going to be looking for a vaccine passport from people coming into the bar, because business is hard enough. Apparently, they only start making money after the third pint that somebody has. That's what I heard a few years ago. And if that's the case, or the third drink. So if that's the case, then they need people. I mean, business was bad enough with the recession and people not having money. But, if you add in, you're going to have a vaccine passport to go into the pub. No, thanks. I'll just go to my, maybe a local neighbour might have a little bar in his back garden, or a family member might do, and I'll go down and visit them and have a drink down there. That's the way it's going to go. I think people are just going to go, at the end of the day, we're not putting up with that. If you're prepared to go and take the vaccine purely to go with drinking, you have to think laterally, folks. You don't need to go into a pub to have a drink. I mean, the whole idea of stopping people gathering, which is the whole idea, is because when we gather, we talk and we learn from each other. And that's what they don't want to happen.
I think learning from each other is one thing, but people naturally and energetically speaking need people. I mean, we thrive when the energy is really good and happy, and of course the negative energy can also have a different effect, but it's actually changes our entire mood. It decreases depression, just gathering in a good, happy time. And it doesn't have to be a pub. I mean, it can be anywhere. So that is part of it. The other part of it is that if you remember, I think on one of our shows before, I talked to you about the global non-compete plan. That was created by Bush. It was actually originally created before underneath the Hitler regime. And then it was revised in 1975, where they have total control over all corporations. But it also coincides somewhat with the communistic-like government they're trying to establish, where the government basically owns every single business. And one thing I was talking to a friend about this week was the large accounting firm with the name of KPMG. So KPMG is supposed to be helpful, if your business is failing or in analyzing your products. And they happen to also do all the auditing for the Federal Reserve and its ancillary banking institutions. But what they don't tell you is they're actually looking for businesses that A, have a superior product or a competing product to one of their businesses, and then they either put you out of business or take you over. That's what they've been doing since the 70s. Everything falls right in line.
And of course, the amount of businesses that won't be opening up again because of what's gone on, it's just unreal. I was going to talk to you about the communist approach to things, because we know that one of the things was the rollout of communism. And I know in Ireland, for some reason, I believe the Irish government are getting very pally with the Chinese government, CCP.
Yes. Everybody had been, and actually the whole of the UK and the Commonwealth is kind of in bed somewhat with the CCP. It's not really the CCP per se. It's the Politburo, or the Table of Elders, as they call them, behind them, which would be the Kuomintangs and the Black Sun, or Black Dragon, as it's called over there. So they're the ones that are pushing this COVID narrative globally. So the transition of power, and if you remember that big sheet that I had sent you a few years back, the transition of power over to China was supposed to be completed in 2022. However, the actual CCP itself, the deep state has drained them dry, and they told everyone about a month and a half ago to change course. They're not interested in the program. And so now they're going back to, I think, America being in total control with fake dementia guy there at the helm, I guess.
Yeah.
They also are still talking about, in certain circles, within the next few weeks, that the masked man, which is General Haydn from the SSP, that's a fact. He is they're officially going to declare Biden dead, probably of something, who knows. And they're going to install Kamala. I've also heard rumors that they're going to come out with new information about election fraud and try to reinstall Trump. But so far, I've been hearing this now for months, and I've seen nothing even come close to a possibility of them actually running one operation that works the way they think it's going to.
Well, that's a good sign, I think, don't you think?
It's good. It's a good sign for us in a lot of ways. It's a bad sign for us in a lot of ways, too, because every time they fail at something, their immediate knee-jerk response is to push COVID and vaccines equals money.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the same thing. And the narrative starts going up. That's why all of a sudden your numbers have gone up, right? They're probably going to go up either today or tomorrow again, because they are failing literally today as we're talking.
Yeah. I think their narrative, as I say, it goes back to the more desperate they get, the more things they do, the more they're exposing themselves and people are beginning to see it. I mean, for example, you know, we've been in lockdown 5 since Christmas, and we're supposed to be easing up on the 5th of April. Now, all of a sudden, the cases are going up again, just as we get near the end of lockdown, you know, lockdown 5, April 5th. And people have to turn around and go, isn't that quite convenient that the cases go up? You know, even asking that, you know, silly question, you know, isn't it funny how the cases go up when we come near the end of the lockdown 5? They can't carry on doing that, because it's like an elastic band that you're pulling and pulling and pulling. It's not going to go forever. It's going to snap and break. And then people will go, that's enough. I've had enough of this. And even over here, see, Ireland's quite unique because we have a very good, one of the best constitutions in the world because of the history of Ireland. And we have the rights, we have our fundamental God-given rights, which our constitution confirms we have. The constitution doesn't give us it. We have them fundamental rights, inalienable rights. We have the right to bodily integrity. We have the right to travel. What's happening is over here is that the Gardaí are being forced by the government to ignore the constitution, to ignore the laws, and just keep using force and fines when they have no right to. I mean, you know, we have this 5 kilometer limitation, and you can only drive out of the 5 kilometers if it's essential travel. Now, according to our passport and our rights, we have the right to travel the country unhindered. But yeah, the police completely ignore that. They have an oath of office, which they swore to uphold their rights under their the oath of office. But yet they just completely ignore it, and they just, it's like they're brainwashed. I do believe, and this is only me making an assumption or having a guess, an opinion, but because we know that when the girls go in for training, they're individuals and they all seem to come out as clones. And I just have a, and I'd like somebody to find out, if you know anybody who is a guard, they must be using some kind of NLP technique in the training. There must be, because how they go in as individuals and come out as clones, it's just, there's something going on. Because I know they do that in the American military. They use that same kind of system. They break you down and then they build you back up. It's, I mean, Gordon Ramsay uses it on his TV show. It's so blatant. But yeah, I mean, if the head of the snake has been cut off, then these minions that are running around the bottom, the junior management, who are running around because they don't know the plan, because they want the designers or the instigators of the plan. Surely everything they're doing, that's why it's failing, because they're followers, they're not leaders.
Well, yes, they've always been followers. They've never been leaders. The reoccurrences now, because most of their cloning facilities are no longer available. So what they're actually doing is wearing masks, literally. So they've got a Hollywood production going on globally just to try to maintain some semblance of control. As far as the people are concerned, I mean, there's protests going on in almost every single country right now about lockdowns. Everybody's sick and tired of it. It makes no sense whatsoever, even to the average everyday person. You know, we're wearing a mask. If the mask worked, why are our cases rising? If not traveling more than 5 kilometers from your home, why are the cases rising? When you go to the airport, you have to social distance at the airport, but they cram you into the airplane like sardines. That makes no sense. You know, none of what, wear 2 masks, maybe 3, then you have completely cut yourself off from any form of oxygen whatsoever, right?
Yeah.
And then you're just going to pass out. Right. So, you know, none of what they're saying makes any sense. And honestly, I mean, I really feel like they're just making fun of us at this point.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I think looking at the people wearing the mask, because it's all about conformity. When they look out the window and see people wearing masks, they know that that's about people conforming to the system, the brainwashing. That's it. That's all it is. It's not the flimsy piece of material is going to protect you from a virus. You know, again, I have a bridge to sell you if you think that is true. We have a load of questions coming in, Kim, and I'm going to start the questions now. Otherwise, we'll be here for the next 4 hours. So we'll start.
You know, sorry.
You're a popular guest, and they know where they like asking you questions. So I'm going to start off with Liam. Leo Norton, as Liam calls themselves on the chat room. Liam's question is a question for Kim. Is Evergreen ship in the Suez Canal owned by Hillary and Walmart used for human trafficking?
Well, let's see. Hillary's no longer with us. Their substitute Hillary doesn't even look like Hillary anymore. That's number one. The actual name of the ship is the Ever Given. And the company that leased the ship is called Evergreen. And yes, the Clintons, under Bill Clinton, he ran a program called the Evergreen Program, which was designed to take all of the, in 1998, Clinton is famous for, well, at least in the underworld of crazy people, he took a satellite imagery down to 5 kilometers and had determined exactly what the in-ground resources are of every single country in the world. And then he started trading against those assets, and that's why he called it the Evergreen Program, because the money just kept coming and coming and coming, and that was under the Federal Reserve. Well, unfortunately for them, they assigned all the imagery into the trust. And so it's already leaned, leveraged, the money came out, that's it. We can't re-leverage the same thing over and over and over again. So that was what Clinton had done, and that is the name of the Evergreen Program. So remember when I told you that the commodities and anything stuck in the canal or going through the canal at a snail's pace becomes the property of the owner of the canal, right?
Yep.
So they have an intention of leveraging all those commodities that are stuck there. The rumor is there's 6.3 million barrels of oil on this boat and that boat. And they did try, I think it was on Tuesday of this past week, to issue the new Treasury note or the new U.S. note or, you know, whatever it's called. And that failed miserably against all of these commodities, and namely a few satellite imagery of some locations that are not that far from where I'm sitting right now. So it did fail. They don't understand how economics 101 works. So they think, well, we put assets backing this currency and it will surely change the whole economic outlook of the planet. No, it won't. The only thing it does is it puts these generals in control. Mm. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, question from Critical Alley. Question for Kim. Has she heard about a European mass event where simultaneous attacks on nuclear power plants and major ports like Rotterdam and Gibraltar, the UK power grid and the Channel Tunnel?
Yes, I have. I have actually intercepted what they actually did, because they don't have access to any a nuclear weapons of significance anymore. There's a third key that they don't have, and that's a global issue. So what they actually did is they bought old Scud missiles from the Cuban base in Cuba, from some partners, and this is a Blackwater type private military group doing this, and they had lined them up along different areas in the world of major importance. So there were 12 off the coast of the United States, ships, two Scuds per ship. There were several. So the Scud reason for Scuds originated in the Soviet Union back in the day, and also during the Cold War, they also sold Scud missiles to the Iranians. So this could have gone, the blame game as to who did it, who done it, could have gone to both parties or one or the other. Then that would have incited a world war, right? Mm-hmm. So that was the whole plan behind these things that she's talking about here. Most of them have been stopped completely.
Okay, well, that's good. Yes.
They evaporated.
Cool. Okay, that's good news. Right, Bluebell wants to know, we hear that people are arrested, but there is no evidence of this. They seem to be winning.
Well, no one, we do have our own enforcement now. And I will just leave it at that. And no one wants anybody to get arrested, because then they commit fake suicide and then they go to jail, and you know, they come out the other end and get a new passport and end up in Iceland like Epstein. So do we really want them arrested? I think we just want them gone, right? They're molesting our children, they're kidnapping our young, they're poisoning our water, they're poisoning our vaccines, they're poisoning us with fake viruses and all these types of things. I mean, I really think we're defending the lives of an innocent at this point. And but they come back with a mask on. That's pretty much what's happening. Because Fauci's already gone, too. He's still talking.
Well, and so what's the solution? I mean, all this, talk about Gitmo Bay and, you know, them being brought over there and taken out and all that. I mean, what's your take on that?
Guantanamo Bay is a medispa for the elite. Underneath Guantanamo Bay is all of the advanced like medbed technology, all of these types of things, organ harvesting, 3D printing of organs. It was a cloning facility. They were using the people that went to Gitmo as human experiments for their advanced medical technologies.
Okay, so the whole idea of people believing or hearing that these well-known people are being sent over there and jailed and being removed, with lethal injection or suicided or whatever, it's all lies, basically.
Yep.
Right.
The unfortunate part about this is what it's designed to do, and this is what your listeners have to understand, that's the most important thing, is that all of these mass arrests going to happen in 2 weeks. You know, we've been hearing that for years. Every full moon, new moon, alignment with Uranus or whatever it is next. You know, the arrests are going to happen. Trump is going to take back control on March 24th, March 20th, April 1st, which is April Fool's Day, funny enough. And then again, you know, on April 6th, right? That's all designed to make you wait and do absolutely nothing. That's what its job is to do. The ones that are listening to the alternative media are the ones that are awake and aware and probably have something really good that they could actually be doing. This is just made to make you think you have to wait. And it's worked since 2007. The Q program, that is the exact same program, and you can look this up on the internet, that they ran during the Bolshevik Revolution called Operation Trust. It was run by the KGB back at that time, right? Mm. And what it was designed to do was to hunt out any of the loyalists to the Tsar. And so what did Operation Trust do? It hunted out every patriot that wants to see the deep state gone. Mm. And it worked.
Yeah. That's interesting, because what they're doing now, when there's a protest, they're taking names. That's all they seem to be doing. We want your name. We want your address. We want your name. And it's like they have they've been told by the police. They've been told to take everybody's name, because if that person is doing something they shouldn't be doing, then they must be a dissenter and get their details. And maybe that's gone on a database. And that's concerning if that's going on.
Well, that's exactly what I'm telling you. It is. You can look it up online. It happened during the Bolshevik Revolution, and it was called Operation Trust. That's exactly what they're doing.
You know what?
They're trying to identify anyone who will buck their system of the communistic-like government they're trying to install. And this is happening globally, Alan. It's not just a U.S. thing or a U.K. thing. This is all over Latin America, and definitely all over the African continent. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a bit concerning. And the thing that we have to touch base on as well, Kim, and it's worthwhile saying it, I totally agree. Anytime I come across a website or a video and the people are going, oh, just sit back, you'll be fine. You know, it's all in place and things are going on and you don't have to do anything. Just sit back, take it, get your popcorn and watch the show. Everything's being dealt with. You don't have to do anything. Number one, I'm very suspicious of that. Number two, the whole idea of Q and trust the plan. Well, I think we're going to have to talk about that, because anytime I hear people going, oh, just trust the plan. And like you, we've talked about this before. We've said, well, what is the plan? How can you trust something you don't know what it is? Oh, just trust the plan. It's like just saying, trust the government, you'll be fine. Do you want to let people know what the plan is and what they mean by that? And it's not what they think.
Okay. Trump, you know, Q is Kushner. I don't know if you know that or not.
Well, I think I did say that on the show a couple of weeks ago, but it's worthwhile saying again that Q is Kushner.
Right. Okay, so at least we've got that established. So Trump is the branded savior. So before, if you go back a few years, Putin was the branded savior, right? He was the one. And then now Trump is the new Putin. Trump is Putin 2.0. They know each other. They're friends. They're both members of the Order of the Black Sun. I know everybody hates me saying this, but I would rather tell you the truth and have everybody hate me than have you waiting for some man that's just awful and could have ended everything that's going on right now in a heartbeat. So, and the fact that he didn't tells me which program he's on. But anyway, trust the plan. Okay, so John Trump. Their original last name is Von Kemp, Von Kief, depending on which area of the world. It is a European family. They were one of the founding families of the Order of the Black Sun. And Trump is just an offshoot of that family, like Bush is Scherf, right? Mm. Okay, so John Trump, which was Trump's uncle, was actually a scientist involved in Project Paperclip. And also Project Looking Glass. So the plan that they're referring to that you're supposed to be trusting is the one that they got from Project Looking Glass, which Trump follows like the Bible. Mm. So, and then of course they have the Simpsons, right? Which tells you everything's going to happen ahead of time. And yeah. So if it's true, if the Simpsons is true again, then Trump will be assassinated on August of 2021.
Right. Okay. And for people who need to know what Project Looking Glass is, it was, and you can tell me if I'm wrong with this, it was a technology that they could use to see into future timelines.
Yes. They have these women, they call them the Vril women, right? And they still have them to this day. They just moved them from Germany to the United States, and they work very closely with the Order of the Black Sun, Skull and Bones, and the CIA. And they look into this, or they used to have access until 2012, to look into this looking glass. And if all of them, all of these women saw the same thing, then it was most likely a certainty it was going to happen. And if 6 out of 10, then that would give you their percentage as to the likelihood of the event taking place. So these guys then became the Adjustment Bureau, because they see the outcome of when they're the, I don't know, kings of the world or kill us all off or whatever it is their plan is. And then they start adjusting events to meet their timeline so that they can achieve their objective. So that's their goal. There with Project Looking Glass. That is what the plan is. It all came out of Project Looking Glass. And unfortunately, it's completely a complete and utter lie. We have free will. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the best of psychics and seers in the world, you can see the past. It's easy. Mm-hmm. You can see the present. That's also fairly easy because it's already happening right now. Mm-hmm. But to go into the future, every minute you get away from this moment right now, and you go a step out, anything can happen. Anything can change. So if you're predicting something 40, 50 years in the future that involves billions of people, there's no way you can do that. Yeah. And you couldn't even adjust all of the free will of all of these people.
I totally agree. Just very quickly, Kim, your mic is a bit scratchy. I don't know whether it's moving there, but just to let you know, it's just a little bit scratchy there.
I apologize. Is that better?
Yeah, that's fine.
Nothing
yeah.
on it.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's okay.
I apologize.
No, that's okay. But yeah, no, I totally agree. We have free will, and I've always said that regarding mediums. You know, mediums and people who do readings, they're not fortune tellers, because you're talking about free will and multiple timelines anyway. So as you say, it's an impossible thing to do. If people haven't seen the movie The Adjustment Bureau, I recommend going and seeing it. I'm getting it down, downloading it, whatever, because it's a good movie and it kind of explains things that when you have free will, it's very hard to control. And this is what Kim's talking about there. We'll get to the next question. Joan wants to know, does Kim think they are using the Biden report documents to do this? I'm not too sure what she means by to do this, but the Biden report documents, does that ring a bell to you?
I've never heard of the Biden report documents. That doesn't mean it's not valid. I've just not heard of it.
Okay, that's okay. Joan, if you can clarify that in the chat, that'd be great. Okay, next question from Peter down in Australia. Right, good morning, Peter. Question, where is Joe Biden getting this $1.9 trillion US dollars from? It sounds like to me that he has started the printers up to print more money. Is this money fake, or do they really have this much money in store ready to go?
No, they do not. They've been hunting for the money. They've asked me, and I said, as soon as COVID is over, then, you know, we'll have a discussion about it. They don't like that answer, so they're looking everywhere else. What they've done thus far is they were, until Friday, they were printing up treasury notes or treasury bills and selling them out to banks at a discount, at least to get some of the money together. Now, the banks don't have a whole lot of money left, so they were using the Rothschildian money magic system, and they started issuing credit lines against the treasury notes and sending the funds back to the U.S. government, which then in turn went ahead and sent out stimulus checks and a few other small things and paid some bills. They haven't accumulated even a third of the amount at this moment in time, and they're draining every bank that they can get their hands on. That's not only in the United States, that's a global effort. So that is where they've gotten the money to pay partially for the bill thus far. Unfortunately for them, when they went in to print more on Friday, they had discovered their ability to print Treasury notes was taken away from them the day before, not only them, but also the banks, and also to issue credit lines against these same sovereign guarantees and Treasury notes. So that's as far as Biden is concerned. The other thing is we have companies like Pfizer and Moderna threatening countries to buy their vaccines. And when they say they don't have the money to buy the vaccines, the next thing they do is they tell them to offer up a sovereign guarantee against their sovereign assets. And then this then goes to a bank, and then it pays for the manufacturing of the vaccine. And I know this for a fact. I actually spoke to a couple of head of states in Latin America, to where Pfizer was actually threatening the country and threatening the government officials to purchase their vaccines.
That's madness. That's just madness.
That's a fact.
That's incredible. So, I mean, look, the fact I'm based in Ireland, I have to reference the Irish government, but obviously there's issues with the supply of the vaccine, and then the AstraZeneca was obviously pulled temporarily because the issues with the blood clotting, although they kind of say, oh, it's nothing got to do with the vaccine. So you still have the Moderna and you still have the Pfizer vaccine, and obviously the push is still on for that. But to go and threaten the
Johnson and Johnson, don't forget Johnson and Johnson.
Yes, the Johnson & Johnson, the company that produced baby powder that had carcinogenic chemicals in it. But trust the vaccine, of course. That's just madness. And this is the power of Big Pharma threatening governments to buy the vaccine. Unbelievable. And that's taxpayers' money, by the way, as well. I will have to remind people of that. Should we be concerned, before I go to the next question, should we be concerned about the bank bail-ins taking savers' money and taking people's money, like what happened in Greece, where there was a bail-in and they took something like 40% of the savings off people?
They do not have the electronic capacity to perform that function as of about 48 hours ago.
Oh, well, that's good news.
We had to make sure it couldn't happen because we knew, they're so easy to predict of what's coming next, right? Now, they can shut down the bank. They can close the accounts. They can float the money for a few days. But I don't really see that happening. Right now, they're looking for control. They need power. They need control. So they're looking to try to find any way they can around the trust and around the system that is coming to fruition at this moment.
Okay, well then we have to talk about the Bitcoin and the digital currency, because my understanding, and again I could be wrong with this, was because they know they can't get at you and the trust, they've kind of said, right, okay, we're going to go down the digital currency route, we're going to stick two fingers up at Kim, and we're going to go down push the cashless society digital currency, and we'll push all the kind of digital coins and bitcoins and all that kind of stuff. I said to people, I'm very concerned regarding this because, number one, again, if it's not in your hand, you don't have it. I'm very concerned about it. And can you touch base on what your belief that, I mean, should people get involved in digital currency, or do you think, no, you better not go near it because it is controlled by the cabal?
Well, they never invented a market they couldn't control. For a fact, the NSA is controlling Bitcoin. That is a fact. And that's a global control through Five Eyes, Nine Eyes, or however many eyes you want to call it these days, right? Mm. If you Google it, it's called Five Eyes. You can look up all the systems that control markets. So they were selling programs like, for example, Stingray. And Stingray was predominantly supposed to be a firewall against hacking on stock markets globally. And it's really not. It's actually a hacking tool of the NSA. So you're actually inviting the NSA into your market if you choose to purchase Stingray. But Bitcoin is much the same way. So the blockchain technology, first of all, does not have the capacity to process the amount of transactions that go on digitally globally. Now, that's just the people that are satisfied with operating on a digital level only. Well, if you take Latin America and you take the African continent, you've got a few billion people there. And most of those people feel the same way you do, Alan, in the fact that this is cash. It's in my pocket, right? Yeah. How many times have the foreigners come in, the Europeans come in and raped and pillaged our country, right?
Yeah.
Or the Americans and whoever else showed up. So they are very much cash in hand is money earned. And there are a lot of people around the world that still feel that way, even in the Western European countries. So number one, I don't see people accepting it. Number two, blockchain has no hope of processing that many transactions per second. And then that's not even including all the unbankable and the unbanked and the people that, you know, just strictly deal in cash. So when you add all those people into the system, I mean, it overloads in seconds. They've already tried it. It actually, they just tried to do it here in America, and the system lasted slightly more than 4 minutes. They tried to attach it to the Atlanta Payment Center late last year. They also have tried it in China with China. Remember, China was going to launch its own cryptocurrency. They tried it for a short period of time there. It didn't even last, still under 5 minutes as well. That's just for processing their transactions in their country. And that's for the people that don't deal in cash, right, that are willing to accept digital. They even tried doing a COVID stimulus in their Chinese cryptocurrency, and it overloaded the system in a minute then, like a minute and some change, minute 21, I think it was. So, you know, cryptocurrency is nice in theory, but what they're looking for, again, is power and control. They can't control the dollar anymore. They do not have unlimited printing rights anymore. They can't, and because of the way they structure the Fed, where it controls every other currency in the world, they can't control anyone's currency anymore. They can fake numbers with the IMF, but that's about all they got. Okay. So Bitcoin, knowing where it's coming from, right now they're propping it up because they're using it for black ops. So they have to make it look good so that they can give Bitcoin to all of their black op people. But what they do on the flip side to their black op people is they don't let them cash it in. They call them the whale and they don't let them cash it in because it will tank the value, right?
Yeah.
So you basically got paid in dinar again.
I was just going to say that. I was going to say that sounds like dinar payments again.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, for people who are interested, or you hear about the Bitcoin and the push in Bitcoin and, oh, but that was designed by some Japanese guy and it's, you know, and it's all okay. Serious folks, if it's not in your hand, you don't have it. And it's too much of a risk. There's too many people losing their money over it because they have to artificially inflate it, as Kim just said, to make it look good. You know, they're getting real money for, you know, I don't know, electronic tokens.
Yeah.
Okay. Peter, more questions coming in. We're getting loads of questions coming in. Peter says he has a question here. A few months ago, he thinks it was your team, Kim, that declared global war on the cabal. How is it going?
We're doing pretty well. You know, Christmas, Hillary's not with us anymore. Bill has also passed away. They did just what they did to us with Bush. They all admitted, you know, her Secret Service people all admitted that they had passed and nobody's seen them. And then all of a sudden it gets brushed under the rug until they're ready to have a funeral, I guess. You know, Fauci's passed away. We're several million members down. We started out about 35 million. We're down to maybe a few hundred thousand actual members alive. We're now down to level 4 generals versus the Pindars and Dragons and all these people. They're kind of, non-functional. So, you know, I mean, we're making our way down the food chain here. And the more they threaten us and the more they try to steal from us, next layer will go down and then the next layer. And I don't really care that they're going on television with masks on because it doesn't really mean anything to us on this level.
Yeah, I think people are getting weary of the whole mask thing now. Next question from Bluebell, which you've just answered, actually. She says, is Kim saying that they've been killed by Fauci, Hillary, have they been killed? Well, they passed on. Whatever way, have they been killed? Were they taken out or did they just die? I mean, I don't know. Have they been taken out?
If you remember, I think on one of our last conversations, I mentioned to you that it was in April of last year that the others said that they deemed these people as non-repairable humans.
Yeah, I remember that conversation well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they kind of got free rein to get rid of them because, you know, they're all about restoring this planet too.
Yeah.
So nobody really wants to. What they're doing is making no sense. It's harming the planet. It's harming us as much as it is them, you know, them as well. Everybody just wants to move forward. The only people that don't is them. And if they're going to stand in the way, then they need to go.
Exactly. And for, you know, for Cabal members who just might be listening to this show and tuning in, just to let you know that this is taking place and has taken place. Because I think they probably feel that they're infallible with all the promises they make, because we know that this is hierarchical and compartmentalized, and everybody's promised the golden ticket, the Willy Wonka golden ticket. And yeah, everything's going fine. I always say this with the corporate world: when a company is going down the pan, the directors are planning their escape route while telling their middle management and staff, everything's fine, we're doing well, profits are up, but they're getting their escape plan sorted. And then when the company goes bang, the director's off doing their thing, they're sorted, I'm okay, Jack, and then all the staff are stuffed because they've lost the job and everything else. And what these politicians have to realise is that they're being lied to. Whatever they're being told about getting a Willy Wonka ticket, thinking you're one of the elites, you're going to be one of us, we're going to take care of you, just keep doing what you're doing, keep pushing out the narrative. What they don't realise is that they're just being lied to. You know, I mean, would you agree with that?
I would agree. I mean, that's the one thing about the cabal, in my personal experience, is no one trusts anyone, even within their own secret societies and groups. And everyone that is a member, the first thing they do is blackmail you. Mm. So they take you to a party and they film you doing this and film you doing that. And if you don't do it, then they'll give you something and then you'll do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The honeypot and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it is. Yeah. And then they get something over you.
Yeah.
So they do it to everyone.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. You know, the five things I say to people, I said it before in the show, they look at an individual and go, okay, is he influenced by money, by religion, by politics, by sex, or by drugs? You know, and then they go, okay, what way can we psychologically manipulate that guy or blackmail him so we have him, so we can control him?
Seven deadly sins. You know, it's not a religious thing. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
Then look at all seven and figure out which one you're going to buy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Let me get there. Cause I do at the end, before we obviously let you go down the line, I want to get into the life force and get talking about the positive stuff as well. So it's not going to be all kind of doom and gloom stuff. So we'll try and fly through these because I do want people to realize what's going on in the background in a good way with life force, what you're doing and what we're all doing, what we're all trying to do. So let me see. Joan says, a question. Israel has created a baby just from men without needing a clone, without need for cloning. I heard something about that. They've created a baby just from men without the need for cloning. Don't know.
I'm sorry, just from men?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Two men?
No, they just got the sperm of a man and they, for some whatever science they used, created a baby without using an egg. I think they used something else in its place. This is what they're saying anyway. This is what's being reported. But if you haven't heard that, don't worry about it. I did see a post about it. I didn't go look into detail about it, but I did see something being said about it. I think they've used the sperm of the man, but they used something else and not an egg to actually fertilize and create a baby. It's probably like something like this, you know, this meat is not meat, it's like fake meat, that type of thing. you know, the similar process, I'm not, you know. You know, using the different ways of using technology. Okay. PIR question, Kim Moongirl wants to know, views on the dollar collapse and is silver and Bitcoin a viable alternative? Well, we just said Bitcoin, any kind of Bitcoin, the digital currency is not a goer. Silver and gold, what do you think of that, the dollar collapse?
Well, I do not believe that silver and gold will ever not have value. But remember something as well. If they're in control of the financial markets and financial system, right, let's just say, and the media, more importantly, you know, what has value? You know, in my opinion, what has value is food, shelter, clothing, you know, these things have value to me, because if they corrupted the entire market and everything blew up, or the prices of everything went up, or gas or whatever it is, I know I can still feed my family, so I'm okay. Mm. That's how I personally feel about it. I do not believe that silver and gold will ever have no value in the near future. I do believe that it will continue to have value. I personally, and just a personal opinion, have little faith in anything that's created digitally. I liken Bitcoin and myself to like poker chips you buy on Facebook. You know, playing Facebook poker or something. Because, you know, at any moment in time, what happens if Facebook goes down? What happens if Bitcoin goes down? You know, they just took all my money and there's nothing I can do to get it back.
Yeah.
You know, there's no guarantee investment, right? Does Bitcoin give you a guarantee?
Yeah. Well, even the banks guarantee, you know, at the end of the day, what they're saying that if the bank, something does happen, the banks, normally they say, oh, your money's guaranteed up to 100,000. But if the crash, say, does happen, the insurance companies who insure that will also crash, which means they won't be able to support the 100,000 and you won't get your money anyway. So even this guarantee, people are, you know, in a false security regarding, well, I have, you know, at least I'm insured in the bank for 100,000 over here in Ireland. That's what it is. But I wouldn't even rely on that, to be honest with you, because, you know, there's no guarantees.
You know, do I feel like the dollar is going to crash today? The answer to the question is I don't. I don't really see that happening unless they create mass hysteria in the media that it's crashing or has crashed. I don't really see the value going down. The value of the dollar is based on supply and demand, and that's the supply of the world's commodities at this moment in time. It's dominant. So I could see us slowly but surely turning the car around and perhaps going to a more equitable system globally. In other words, where the dollar isn't the backing for your currency or for all commodities transactions, but maybe we make gold or something else the backing for these transactions, and then global government trade would happen in gold, not in dollars anymore. You know, I had a general that's all tied into the RV asked me a few months back. He said, well, we're going to go to the gold standard. And I said, okay, you know, that's the world's greatest equalizer, right?
Mm. Yeah. No, we,
this is how smart they are. And these are the people running the world now. And he's like, no. And I go, oh, yes, it's the world's greatest equalizer because every country has it in an equal and abundant amount. In accordance with the amount of population that they have. So you just, you know, made the world completely equal and you no longer are dominant.
Yeah. And they won't like that.
Couldn't have that.
Yeah. They don't.
No, they didn't like that.
Yeah. They won't like that. Okay. Shane said,
should have just let them continue being stupid, huh? Never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Darn.
The art of war, Sun Tzu, just sit back and let them cock up and make a balls of it, basically. Shane said, question, can you ask about Bitcoin? Obviously, you've done that. Yeah. I wouldn't be investing in any digital currency, to be honest with you, Shane. I'm just watching the time and I have a few questions here. We'll have to get into the life force stuff as well. John wants to know, I'm kind of jumping around here. John wants to know a question for Kim. Do you see continuing rise in the frequency level of the planet? If so, do you continue to see the eventual victory over the cabal? And if so, what sort of timeline?
Okay. First of all, The frequency has been increasing on this planet for almost a full year now, and it comes in waves, and it's slowly rising and continuing higher. No matter how they try to push it down, it just has been. So that's number one. Number two, that really is up to all of you listening, right? We are organic beings, right? We generate that light. We generate that frequency, and we can change it any way we like. They try to suppress us with all this, bog us down with all this COVID lockdown, mask wearing thing. But you have the decision, your own self, not dependent on someone else, to hold that frequency and hold that light. Right?
Yeah.
And we all have good days and bad days, but you can turn it around, and only you can turn it around. On the flip side of it, what is the timeline to defeat a thousands of year old group that think that they're immortal? Well, you know, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? And that's what we're doing on our side. You know, I encourage you to, you know, try to help others keep their frequency high. Try to not let what they're doing affect you and your families and your friends. But, you know, all I can say is one bite at a time. And we have made great strides. We're not all gone yet. We haven't been hit by ICBMs or nuclear weapons. So that's good. We did that. We've stopped World War. I don't know what number we're on, 20 or something, many, many times. You know, we're doing the best that we can without violating natural law. That's the key. See, the other side violates it all the time because they don't care. We don't.
Yeah. No, it's, I do think that the energies are definitely coming in, and the human frequency has been off the charts as of late, which is good to see. And I think that's going to be a constant thing that's going to be carrying on as we shift into higher frequencies and higher energies. So I think that is going to carry on definitely. Okay, another message coming in, another question from Kulim, wants to know, what's the update on the QFS? When is it coming online? So this is the thing, that we know that you've talked about the quantum system, but there's other people on the internet who've also talked about quantum system. And I'm thinking, is that the same system?
No, I don't know what they're talking about. No such thing actually exists.
So there's no quantum system at all.
Sorry. No, I'm saying that what we've done is we created a new database on our side, and we've been integrating that database through all the levels of the banking system till we can get to you, the consumer. And we've been doing that for the last few months now. But I mean, as far as an alternative system to the one that I personally built myself, I don't see one.
Okay, because obviously there is mention of certain individuals saying about, oh, we're told about the QFS system and it's going to be coming online and all this. I'm thinking, well, I don't really understand what they're talking about, because there's only one I know of, and that's the one that Kim is working on. So I'm not too sure why they're involved, or they know about that, or why they're being told about it.
Because they have an intention of taking my job. Did I tell you Trump's aides were here last weekend?
Oh, okay. Funny enough, one of the questions is, does Kim trust Trump? You might as well answer that one.
No. That's absolutely not. No. Not even a little bit. His aides were here last weekend. They were waiting for on the 20th. It's a special cabal day. It's the spring equinox. It's like their new year. Also met with sacrifices and whatnot. Well, they did all their sacrifices and nothing happened. And they thought Trump was going to be the king of the world and in control, take my job, right? In control of the world's assets, because he's so special. This must have been in Looking Glass, I don't know, after the glass broke. So his aides were here. And so then they asked me, the day after on Sunday, if I would endorse Trump to at least control all the assets of North America. So I wove a tapestry of profanity for about 30, 40 minutes to the person that called me. And then I said, you know what? I said, do me a favor, just have him come and see me, and we'll talk about it face to face. So
I would have loved him to hear that. even not on air, just privately. I would have liked to hear.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he knows where you live, you know, so to speak. So he knows.
Well, all his aides do. They're here. Yeah. You know, they were here last weekend. So.
So there you go, folks. You know, I do say that, you know, I'm not a supporter of Trump. I mean, there are, you know, certain things that he did when he was in. But as Kim said, he could have done a lot more while he was in and he didn't, which tells you something. Okay, another question for you. We do, I do want to get into Life Force. Question for Kim. Has she heard of an imminent collapse in the global mortgage market? Apparently, REIT has been served on all fiat lenders and bank and land registers that all mortgages taken out after 1987 were securitized and sold to illegal speculators. The banks had no liquidity to lend and mortgages were all unlawful from 1987.
I've seen a million people file claims against banks. They laugh. They think they're above all of that. As far as the MERS system, it's called MERS. That is the system that controls all of the multiple collateralization of the same property. I agree with you there. Currently, at this moment, it's still running. They've already been paid 50 times over or 25 times over for the bank on the bank side for the recollateralization of your property. That mortgage is already paid. What we're going to do about it, we're going to have to try to figure that out and work it into the new system, which is currently online. Fixed a few more things yesterday and this morning, so we'll see how far we can get with the debt system and just start changing things and stop asking for permission and stop taking them to their court and expecting their court to make a decision against themselves.
See, this is the issue I have with the current system. I don't think the system is corrupt. I think the people running it are corrupting it and changing the laws to suit themselves. I think the system itself, you know, fundamentally, I mean, it needs to be changed. A lot of things do have to be changed with it, but fundamentally the laws are fairly okay if they stick to the law. But the problem is, as we can see, they're just abusing it for themselves, and there's one rule for us and another rule for them. And this is the problem.
Yep.
And that's why we can never win, because they keep changing the laws to suit themselves, changing the narrative. And that's why, you know, securitization in Ireland, as far as I know, nobody's ever won. They might have got things struck off, but that's not a win. And if that tells you in itself that if nobody in Ireland has ever won successfully against a bank for securitization, then the system is rigged. It's as simple as that. Okay. Right, I've got two more questions, and then I want to talk about Life Force. What's your thoughts on the president of Tanzania, Magufuli, I think his name is, sudden death as he openly defied COVID and would have none of the lockdowns? That's from the captain on PIR.
I am aware about it. The CIA murdered the president of Burundi. That's a fact, not a guess. I heard that from South African intelligence and people that were right around there, and also the Tanzanian president, for not going along with their Black Sun agenda of force vaccinating the entire continent. They have scrubbed other heads of state, such as the head of state of Ghana, from the mainstream media and even from YouTube, who also did a speech about the fact that Bill Gates tried to bribe him with $10 billion if he force vaccinated the entire country. So anyone that doesn't comply ends up this way.
Yeah.
And it's not of COVID.
Yeah. He might have died with COVID, but not because of COVID. This is what they're saying. This is in the media. Okay. And the last question before we get into Life Force is from Aleem again. Aleem on the chat room. Question, will the Federal Reserve stock market collapse and be blamed on Biden?
They've tried this several times to no avail. You know, it's gone ups and downs and topsy-turvy. I don't know. I would say right now I don't have an indication of that.
Okay. So let's get into talking about Life Force, because there are a lot of things going on. The global restoration plan, there's a lot of people hooking up together, getting together, talking to each other, sharing ideas, swapping information. And you're involved with the Life Force team and what you're doing. And I want to thank you personally, Kim, for what you're doing, because I know the amount of hours that you put in this, you know, every day. I mean, you're probably going to get 2 or 3 hours sleep. And I know you're, it's tiring for me and tiring for people like me, but you're doing it like 24/7 and you're in such a different position than I am. So I have to give you credit for that and what you're doing. And I don't think people appreciate the amount of work and the stress and the pressure you're under and, you know, the responsibility you have of what you're doing. So a big thank you from me. I'm sure all the listeners on the chat room as well and tuning into the show. But tell us a bit about Life Force and what's happening with that and how that's expanding and what's going on.
Well, a Life Force, the name Life Force, is the energy that exists within all of us that comes from the creator or source. So that's what the name Life Force actually means. We're all already interconnected. The only thing we need to do is unite. So Life Force is basically a place where people can come together, share ideas, share technologies, share needs and wants from different places all over the world, and also share solutions to problems. That's all Life Force really is. It Life Force is you. Life Force isn't necessarily me. I'm not trying to get people to follow me. I'm trying to get people to follow themselves, so to speak, and others of like mind. So we obviously have an entire global system that is broken. And what I mean by that is our educational system is broken. We're teaching our kids to regurgitate their way through school, and then they have no practical life skills when they get out, other than what their parents are teaching them. So there's many things. Our health and wellness system is broken. We don't have a wellness system. We have a pharmaceutical industry. That's what we have. So many things need to change in this world. And what we're trying to do is bring all these people together to effectuate that change globally and bring together what we have to offer. I mean, technically and realistically, if we, other than maybe shipping or whatnot, but we technically could all come together and not need money. And I wish that would happen. However, you know, right now everybody's looking, focusing on the trust and focusing on trust money, which I'm working very, very hard. I promise you, trying to get rid of all the blocks that have happened in between. I've tried the global disbursement now twice. And so I'm about ready to try that one more time. So we'll see what happens. But I'm going to keep going until, you know, can't go anymore. As far as the changing of the planet, there's so many great things that we can do together. And so GForce.network is like Facebook. It looks like Facebook, except it's run by us and hosted by us. So you don't have the censorship and all of that. And it's just a community where people can get together, whether you want to take a part in changing legal systems or changing mortgage systems, you know, people are focused on, or changing health and wellness. You know, join up, chat with people of like mind and change the world.
Yeah.
You know, we're counting on you.
We need people to get involved, not just sit back and not just be keyboard warriors, but actively get involved. Steve has a question, quick question. And he just wants to know, is Kim religious? I'm pretty much guess that you're not, but I'll let you answer that.
Well, I'm extremely spiritual.
Yeah.
I am dedicated to what you would call source, the creator, God, 100%. Every single day I focus on, you know, the intentions and having chats and whatnot, right? Direct. Do I feel that people need to be in a building? If that works for you, so that you can reach source, God, the creator, then go ahead and go.
Whatever works for you. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not against any religion. I'm not for any religion. I just personally just dial direct and you know,
yeah,
and ask for help, voice my concerns, whatever it is. But I mean, if you feel that more comfortable with that type of an environment, then go for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing where what place you end up talking to source, really, isn't it? I mean, I literally do it everywhere.
I do too.
Liam wants to know, are the Life Force team getting help from off-world entities?
Absolutely.
So we are getting help. But again, it's just the Prime Directive where they're on. They're on, not off. Okay.
Yeah, they're residents here as well.
Right. Okay, that's good. And obviously, you know, what you said earlier on in the show, when they thought that they could actually change the people at the top and they realized that actually these people are psychopaths and you're never going to change them, that was a game changer, I think, for them.
You know, we've been trying, right? People like yourself, myself, and other spiritual warriors and, you know, and other people that are fighting the good fight against the evil ones in this planet or the oppressors, right? And we've done a really bang-up job when you think of all we've achieved. Now, as far as they're concerned, you know, they've got a lot more technologies than we have. They have access to things we do not have access to. And for them to come here and give up hope of them changing everything in 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't focused against us. It was really against them.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let me see. Question. Does Kim know the Galactic Council personally?
There was a Galactic Council, which was made up predominantly of what you would call our oppressor group. That's been dissolved, obviously. And now we have an intergalactic or a universal council, which is made up of every walk of intelligent life. And there's a lot more than you would think in the multiverse. So yes, I'm an ambassador there. And yes, I go there all the time. And yes, I talk to these people. But remember that, you know, they're just people. You know, they're not God. They're not gods. They make mistakes. They make wrong suggestions sometimes. And sometimes they make wrong decisions, just like we do. You know, they're just because somebody looks different and maybe they've got some more technologies, which we've already had here, by the way, they've just been kept away from us. So, I mean, what's the difference between them and us?
Yeah. No, I totally agree. They shouldn't be worshipped. They probably
does other. And again, stop looking for someone to save us.
Exactly. There's other planets out there that are probably in the same problem that we were experiencing. We're going through the same thing as they are, and vice versa. So, you know, it's all because these people who are doing this, as far as I know, have done this to other planets as well.
Yes, they have. Mm. And the majority of the ones that reside here now were either refugees from some other place they blew up, or they are were brought here as slaves by them.
Mm. Okay.
Perform certain functions. Yeah.
Boko Aman on PAR wants to know, who owns the trust and who is the beneficiaries? Is Kim the trustee? Well,
I am strictly a guardian. I would say that we're all owners, and I also include the others that live here as well in that. Mm. The way that the trust is now structured is it actually takes the asset base and it generates whatever local currency you have currently against that asset base and divides it by the amount of citizens of that nation. So it's already acting as you're all the beneficiaries. There's no one person that owns all of this, although others would like to. Mm. Yep.
And I think
constantly.
We've mentioned this privately as well in the chats that we've had. And I think it's a case of divine timing for the trust, because it wouldn't make sense for the trust to be activated in the current situation, the way things are, because if anything, it'd probably cause more problems than solutions. I think we have to get over this hurdle of what's going on. And, you know, if the head of the snake has been cut off and the dying animal, I mean, that's the time where they're at their worst. Let them carry on dying. Let them run around like headless chickens trying to implement the plans, which are failing all the time. And once we get over this and the dust settles, maybe the divine timing will be, that'll be time to kind of start doing the rebuilding. I don't know. What's your take on it, Kim?
Well, we have a perception, right? Money solves everything, but does it really? That's a question I have, is that it's not so much about the growth rate of development of humanity. It's just, you know, what does it solve? Like, as an example, if we didn't come as far as we've come thus far, and we still have a little further to go, you could have the greatest widget that solves all health problems in the world, right, Alan?
Yeah.
And are you going to be able to disperse it? Is anybody going to actually benefit from it? Let's just say we funded you hundreds of millions of dollars to make them. Who's going to get it? Because they're not. They're going to come take it from you and suppress it or whatever, because their COVID or other next pandemic, you know, doesn't work out.
Exactly.
I mean, you're going to stop it all.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not it's not the right time. Exactly. They're still powerful enough to do something like that. So even if you rolled out the medbed in different countries and said, right, okay, we can roll out the medbed, here you go, guaranteed they will come in, shut you down, take it off you, and then probably put you in jail for some because you don't have a medical license. Or they'll come up with some excuse, because that's the situation we're in at the moment, and that's why there's no point doing anything until we get past that stage when the cabal are done and dusted and we're on the road to recovery. One of the questions here from Kulima is, will we win the war? Well, look, you know, I do believe...
We've already won.
Yeah, I do believe we have won. This is the remnants of all the last attempts the cabal are implementing to try and get their agenda, which is failing on a daily basis. And this is why, you know, again, it's the dying animal. So I just think when we reach critical mass, and it's happening on a daily basis, more and more people are beginning to wake up, it'll just be inevitable that, you know, people turn around and go, actually, I'm not doing this anymore. And people will just wake up, and then hopefully we'll start the cleanup process, and then we can start getting things together. But it's not the right time for the likes of that technology or the trust, I think, anyway. And I think we talked about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think everything has its own timing. I can see the point of all the things that we've had to do to get to this point. You know, for example, it was a direct order to start a news channel. So we started a news channel. We're trying to get more people from around the world to participate as what we call our field messengers, that are delivering the information from their local area that they want the whole world to know. Everybody seems a bit shy about that, so we've been doing it ourselves. But this is your news channel. It's not our news channel. That was the whole point of it. We do deliver real news, you know, because there's a story behind the story, right? This is the event. Now, what's the real story? So we do deliver some of that, but I think it's more important that it comes from all of you, right? Happen to be like, maybe there's someone that lives near the Suez Canal that's watching this whole fiasco go on, right? That I know had to take place. The crumbling of a lot of the cabal and all the things they used to be able to do. I mean, we would have been in full-on World War, whatever number we're on, by now, if we hadn't been there and we hadn't had help and enforcement. We are making progress. We are doing well. I think people need to stop being so focused on what Trump is doing or what Biden's doing or what Putin's doing or Boris Johnson or anyone else for that matter, and start really focusing on what it is your community needs. Mm-hmm. And let's just look at things from a perspective of what does humanity need, and our planet and the others that occupy this planet need to survive in a peaceful coexistence. What do we all need? Mm. What needs to change? What needs to happen? And how do we get there from here? Because that's what's next. We were meant to create a whole new system.
And that's something that, you know, I'm speaking to the PIF team about at the moment, where a lot of people are beginning, well, from what I'm hearing is that people are individually hooking up and bartering between themselves. So one of the things that we discussed with the PIF team was to set up a bartering website for Ireland where you can click on the county and it'll give you a list of the what the services that people are offering and bartering between each other. So it could be, well, give me two chickens, I'll give you a bag of potatoes or whatever. And this is something that I'm in discussion with the PIF team at the moment, and we're talking about setting this up for Ireland. And so hopefully the idea will be that people will email us and say, right, I'm Jimmy and I'm located in this county and this is what I do and I'm happy to barter X, Y and Z. And what we'll do is we'll grow this community in Ireland of bartering where we don't need to use money to do it. I mean, if they want to use money to buy stuff, that's fine. But the whole idea will be bartering because not everybody has money, but they can give their time. Maybe they'll say, look, I'll work for you for a day and then you can give me your, you know, two chickens or, you know, whatever, whatever the deal is. And this is what we've been talking about with the PIF team. So again, we need people to step up and start doing stuff and not sitting back and just thinking that, oh, that's it, we've had it, we're finished and everything else. There's a lot we can do, but you have to put the time and effort into it and think about it and get involved. And I mean, credit to you and the Life Force team, Kim, you've been doing that now for a good while.
May will be a year. Yeah, we've been doing it for a year and we've had a lot of wonderful, amazing people. Life Force Foods, when they had intended on setting up Famine for the World, we set up a whole Life Force food network full of truckers and possible other transportation options and farmers and canning, people that were willing to do canning and everything else before they starved us out in this country over here. We have done, we have Monica, who is amazing. I don't know if you've seen some of the Life Force. She actually talked about a group in the UK that is teaching children to read, write with a mind. They call it a mindfold on, which is basically a blindfold. So they are actually learning to read with their third eye. That was a thought that was amazing. But all new potential educational opportunities for children, revamping the educational system. We have groups of doctors talking about revamping our health and wellness system globally that have all band together. We've talked about forming businesses like something called Blended, which is made up of teas and coffees from all around the world. Instead of having Starbucks where everybody is an owner of it. We've talked about doing that. So lots of good, positive things are happening in Life Force. You know, PIF is doing a lot of great things there as well. There's so many groups out there that are just doing it and getting it done.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised what you can achieve.
That's it. You just have to put the effort in and the energy into it, you know, and that's what it's all about. But we've reached that time, Kim, unfortunately, but a big, big thank you for coming on and giving us all that update and information. Obviously, we're going to do a part two down the line because there's so much more that we can talk about and we can go through. But a big thank you for coming on. Before I let you go, give out all the details there, all the contact information, the websites you want to give out to let people know about Life Force and everything else.
Sure. The Facebook Life Network, which has formed community groups and people from all around the world with both needs for technology and technologies or agricultural assistance that they can offer, is gforce.network. Our news channel, we do have an app in the Apple and Google store. You can find it under United Network News. We also have a website affiliated with the app, which is unitednetwork.news. And that's where you can find us. So we do news every single day, live at 5. We take the real life events and tell you really, really what's really going on. So kind of exciting to do. It's fun to do. I'm on there a few times a week. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, brilliant. Again, thanks again. And I will say to people, something that I'm looking at doing as well is to have a studio. set up with green screen and have people reporting on Irish news, which we could tie into Life Force with that as well. So that's something again,
awesome. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. It's I've been putting the plans together and talking to one or two people about, you know, being in front of the camera and reporting on Irish news, and then we can send you that clip over to Life Force and you can put it up there. So I didn't forget you telling me. I just had to wait till the stars were in alignment to start putting the plans together. And hopefully that's, you know, there's again we're on lockdown, so there's a couple of issues with that, but hopefully that's the plan. I'm only one person, so I can only do so much, as you know, Kim. But listen, stay with me there. I'm quickly going to go to a musical break, and then I'll be back very quickly after that. But Kim, just stay with me there for a minute, and I'll be back after this.
Okay.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
I know that was quick, but we've only a few minutes left, and there's a few things I want to give a mention. A big thank you to Kim for coming on the show and giving us an update. There's loads that you can do, folks, really, and the help is out there as well. If you want to do your own radio show or you want to do your own podcasting, I've said it before on the show and I'll say it again, just call me, send me an email, drop me a message. And I'll show you what you need to do. I have a PowerPoint presentation set up and I'll talk you through the technology. It's not that expensive, and you can set up, do some podcasting and post them up on your Facebook and social media, and just do it yourself. Don't, you know, just do it yourself. You know, when me and Steve first started on Open Your Mind Radio, we're not professional DJs or radio hosts, you know, and we don't claim to be. We never have. We just knew that we had a message to put out there, and that's what we did. So you just do it, you know, just do it. You know, you vibe with your tribe, find out who your tribe is. Now, I do have a big write-up about, you know, I'm involved with the Men's Shed. Men's Sheds, and unfortunately, I have a big write-up about the Men's Sheds, but you know what? I'm not going to read it out, because basically at the end of the day, Kim said it earlier on about the age group between the 55 and overs seem to be the people who are believing everything they're told with the narrative, and they're not looking at the other side of it. And the Men's Shed, unfortunately, there's a few members in the Men's Shed, and there's groups out there who are involved with the Men's Shed, and they'll talk about fishing and ironing and making a fence, but when you give them information that potentially could affect their life insurance policy, you know, one of the posts I did put up during the week was, go and check your life insurance policy before you get the jab, because you might not be covered, because it's an experimental vaccine. And the post was taken down by the Men's Shed group, that one of the groups I'm in. It wasn't the main group. It was just an offshoot of another of the main group. And I was very disappointed in that. And they said, the comment was that some of the men were concerned over the post. Well, that's the whole point. They should be concerned, because it's going to affect the life insurance policy, or they could potentially affect the life insurance policy. That's why I said make a phone call and ring up. But the administrators of the group thought, oh no, we can't have that. Cognitive dissonance. Let's get rid of it. That's too scary. That's too frightening. I don't want to deal with that. Let's delete it. So again, you know, if you're in a group and things like that happen, then it's not the right group for you, folks, because they're not open-minded people. They're just listening to the narrative, and they're not, you know, challenging what they're being told by the media and by the government. So I won't get into that anymore. But as I say, we all know at the end of the day that you just vibe with your tribe, vibe with the people who are on the same frequency as you, and work with them, and, you know, come together and talk about things that could be done. You know, I'm only one person. I'm trying to do as much as I can in what I do. The radio show is just one part of other stuff that I have on the go, and I'm planning to be working on with the PIF team. A big thank you to the PIF team. This week, as I said, we've allocated the biggest donation so far to a local school, the music department in a local school, because the budget has been cut to the level where, you know, teacher might be throwing in a few quid of our own because there's no money there. So I had a word with the music teacher, and equipment has been ordered, pre-ordered for the school. So hopefully that would be in during the week, and we'll get some photos and we'll put them up there, and the school are over the moon, because it's given people the opportunity to play music where they wouldn't have it. Maybe the kids can't afford to buy their own instrument. Maybe the parents can't do it. And the kids that could have their, did have their own instrument, they actually brought it home with them. So the school didn't have the instruments to give to the students. So the whole idea of this project is to give the school all the instruments that they wanted. So there's guitar and there's bass and there's Glockenspiel and there's ukuleles, and there's a number of things going on that's been ordered. It's a big order that's gone in, and the school is over the moon and the principal's over the moon. So again, I'll get some photos. But again, a big thank you to you, the listener, and the people who donate to Circle of White Light and Pay It Forward. And thanks to the Pay It Forward team, because we had a meeting during the week and this was suggested during the week about doing this. And we said, we see how we get on. Now, I know we donate to a lot of homeless charities and counselling groups and individuals and stuff like that. So this is a new one. So we're going to see how we get on with this. But we can solve the problem. This is an example of people power. This is an example of us solving the problem. That one donation of €1, €2 a month, you know, and the more people that can do that, the more money comes in and we can help these groups. We don't have to rely on anybody outside. We can just do it ourselves. We have the power. We just have to realise we have the power. And transparency is very important. That's why I post everything up on the Circle of White Light website. Go over to Pay It Forward. Click on that link. You'll see all the donations that have been made to the groups. And we put it up there. And if you want to confirm if the donation's been made, you can actually ring them and go, yeah, did Circle of White Light make a donation to you? And they'll confirm it, you know. So, and we're trying to be, do as much as we can, but we can only do so much. As I say, the more we get in, the more we can give out. It's that simple. But so thanks to everybody who does donate. It really is appreciated. Next week, my guest, I love this lady. It was probably one of the best shows that I have to say, personally, I enjoyed in Circle of White Light. And it's Rachel Alexander, who's a psychologist, because you all know I've a background in social psychology and I love all that stuff. So she's going to be on the show next week and we'll be taking your problems, you know. Dear Deirdre, and I'm sure if you have one or two problems, we can actually go on and talk about them and have a chat about them. I don't know who's on next on PIR. A big thank you again for Kim for coming on. Much appreciated. We are winning, folks. I know it's very easy to turn around and see everything that's going on and get frustrated. And I'm the same. I get frustrated with people with the masks on and go, oh my God, here we go again. But, you know, people are beginning, even though it's lockdown 5, it's nothing like it was last year. Put it that way. Because people are beginning to realise. You walk around the supermarket now. Last year, you know, people would be jumping away from you, doing the 6 feet thing. Nowadays, people are just walking around the supermarket. Yeah, they have a mask on, but they're not jumping out of the way. You're just walking past them, you know, and nobody's bothered anymore because they all know. They're all fed up with it, you know. So just do what you do and keep educating people. And as I say, if you want to know more about technology and doing stuff, give me a shout. Let me know if you want to do your own podcast and show. But for myself, Alan James, have a good week. Any information, let me know. Thanks to the people who are sending information into me as well. I'm having a read of that. And any links that you send in, thanks a lot for that. And yeah, so take care. Have a good week. And hopefully, this is the last week apparently, because April 5th is supposed to be the change. They might be opening up a few things. So we see how we get on. I know the UK is different. I'd just like to quickly say the captain who sent over the donation, thanks captain, he said if he had the musical instruments in his school, like what we're doing now with the PIF team, donating the musical instruments to the school, he said life would have been different for him. And that's what we're hoping. You know, we want to do this because it's the arts, to get kids playing music, learning how to play musical instruments, getting the right brain working and doing something creative. That's why we want to do it. That's what's behind it. But okay, so for myself, take it easy. Have a good week and take care. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
been listening to Circle of White Light Radio on CircleofWhiteLight.com, focusing on solutions and thinking different.